qualifications for this. I don't know if to put the S. It should be qualification. What qualifies a man for the supernatural ministry of Jesus? It's wonderful. You are worthy, oh Lord. It's wonderful. Why do you think we sing? Do you think we sing to exalt God? Do you think when we sing songs like I exalt thee, I exalt thee, oh Lord. Why do you think we sing such songs? Anybody? So we sing to know God. Our worship does not exalt him. Doesn't make him bigger. Doesn't make him want to do for us something he doesn't want to do before. Are you with me, everybody? Rather, but our worship makes us better. Our worship increases our appreciation of him. If you're a music minister, choir, ensure you get this. Our worship makes our appreciation of him better. So God uses our song to teach us more about who he is. God is using the song you are singing to teach you more of his character. It does nothing to God, but he does something to us. At a lot of time, they have taught us that Jesus is the calm one, unapproachable one, but God the Father is the one that is so. So you praise Jesus so he can help you to talk to the Father. No, it was the Father that sent his Son to die for our sin. Praise God. God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses to them. So, all Jesus did was the Father's plan all this long. Say, I sing to know him more. Say, my praise does not make God improve. Rather, it makes me better. Rather, it makes us better. Say, as we sing, we know him more. So, John 3 today, verse 34. John 3, 34. Let me know when you are there. I think I will be fast today. John 3:34. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Tako nanista katita. Are you there? Can we take it together? John 3:34. Want to go? So, who remembered how we explained this last time? For ye whom God has sent, speaketh the words of God. For God giveth not the Spirit by. So, who are the people that are the Spirit in a measure? The Old Testament prophet, right? Okay, I think I will explain more on that today for the sake of those who are not here. Now, see, the Spirit of God is a person. The Spirit of God is a person. So there is no half spirit, full spirit, quarter spirit, one-third spirit. Are you with me? The Spirit of God himself is a person. So to have the Spirit, to have the measure of the Spirit means you are simply influenced by the Spirit. That to say you have a measure of the Spirit is to say you are what? Influenced by the Spirit. But to have the full measure of the Spirit is to have the Spirit in you permanently. The people that are the measure are the people who are simply influenced by the Spirit to do something. But to have the full measure of the Spirit is to have the Spirit in you permanently. So it was a prophet of the old that had the spirit in the mayor. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 9.
Tikanti la rasta gavasta gavila so dedo ragida katost kapanda sto gavine so bandido rastege to tati la gelo zababandi costa gavanda dadaro sevoda shekanti la raste govate leko valo zovola rosate kenti le mazevoda da shete. Kentale rantalo zafanta shetoli ronte kovalaza ketolate rosevo lazo valeronta govate o manio melio rateo lakeo lasio kefolia ratete o teke volazete kampale rante kevilante vosh vilazo valeranta lamaso valimasse vilante te rosa fella shatete. There's something that is actually called the joy of a new creation. The joy of a new creation. The joy of the new creation. The joy of a new creation. You put on that joy that is already in you. You put it on always. The joy of a new creation. God has put joy as a solution to countless problems of man. The joy of the new creation. Yeah, he's saying the world, you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. The joy of the new creation is your way out of that trouble. The joy of the new creation. Seems all the odds are against you, but the joy of the new creation will take you through. It will take you through. The joy of the new creation. You put on joy. You superimpose joy into your daily activities. You superimpose joy into your consciousness, into those predicaments. You put joy. It won't look like it won't look easy, but you just superimpose it. You put it there. Hallelujah. The joy of the new creation. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We ride on eagle's wing. The joy of the new creation. Calvary, Laste, Kanti. I said, she opened where? 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 9. Say, the joy of a new creation I express daily. Okay, good. That's good. Now, so 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 9. Receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls, of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you. They prophesy the grace that should come unto you. Now, see verse 11. Searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ, which was in them, did signify when he testified before and the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow. Now, this verse gave us a type of contracts. Now, we just finished saying in John chapter 3 that these guys, they don't have the Spirit. They don't have the Spirit in them permanently. But this one is saying the Spirit of Christ, which was in them. Now, if you have a Greek Bible or... Look at your KJV, everybody. Look at your KJV. The whole of which was in. Are you with me? If you have Greek Eastward right now, you see what I'm saying. The whole of which was in is just one Greek word. The whole of which was in. So just bracket that place in your mind or in your notes. The whole of which was in. If you are using electronic and notes pad in this place, I will be looking at your note too. It must be comprehensive. You must be able to put all this I'm saying there. Okay, so the whole of which was in was simply a preposition, en. I don't know how to pronounce that. En. En. Abi? En. 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 What's that? En. En is H-E-N. So it's E-N. So now, of course, countless times in the New Testament, it is used as in. But check just these two places. Luke 1 verse 1. Be fast. Which was in, just one Greek word, meaning you don't have to take it like that. Are you with me? Okay, see Luke 1 verse 1. For as much as many have taken and to set forth in order a declaration of these things, those things which are most surely believed, what? Believed, that word among, in the same Greek word there. Among. Among. See same in Luke 22 verse 55. I'll just give you three. Luke 22 verse 55. And when they had kindled a fire in the midst. Now, that in there is the same Greek word. But keep reading. Of the all, and was set down together, Peter sat down what? Peter sat down among them. That among again is the same Greek word.
Okay, one more witness. Acts 28, verse 29. Acts 28, 29. And when he had said these words, the Jews departed and had a great reasoning, what? Among. So try and put among in 1 Peter chapter, where are we? 1 verse what? 11, right? Is it 11? Searching what or what manner of time which the Spirit of Christ which is among them. Not that the Spirit was in them. If the Spirit is already in them, they don't need redemption. They don't need for Jesus to die. They should have entered heaven straight after they died, just like we saw yesterday. Is it yesterday? Yes, in the video yesterday. Praise God. Say the Spirit of Christ was among them. So it was bearing them along. It was bearing them along. Bearing them along. Bearing the prophetic utterances. See, rush to John 14, 17. Same way the Spirit was with the disciples. John 14, 17. The very first, I beg of you. This is just, I'm already 45 minutes behind schedule. I didn't like us closing too late always. John 14, verse 17. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. Let's read the letter together, yes? But you know him, for he dwelleth where? With you. But he shall be. So currently, is he in them here? No, he's dwelling with them, among them. But he will eventually be in them. When will he be in them? After redemption. After Jesus dies and comes out of the grave. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 12. Now, go back to 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 12. Let's see something else that has caused problem. Now, we have seen from our own 1 Corinthians chapter 2 that we are the one that we have the mind of Christ. Because we have the Spirit of God, we can explain the things of God. We don't just have inspiration. We have what? We have what? Revelation. We are not just inspired. We don't just speak what we don't understand. We have revelation. We have revelation. We understand the stuff we say. Amen? So, see that 1 Corinthians chapter 12, 1 verse 12 now. Now, see this one again. Say, unto whom it was revealed, right? That not unto themselves, but unto us, they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to look into. Now, go back to the beginning part. Say, unto whom it was revealed. But we have seen in other parts that it was not revealed to them. They were inspired, but they don't have revelation. But that's why just Greek study will just help you a lot. See that word again. The whole of it was revealed was one Greek word. Apokalypto. Which means what? Disclosure. Manifestation, right? So, the whole of it was revealed. Just one Greek word. So, it's simply an interplay of word. It's better unto whom was he revealed? It's a question. Are you with me? Just as at times when you read the book of Acts, when he said that God saved as many as are ordained unto eternal life, they believed, right? No, it's not the people. It's a play of word. It's not those who are ordained that believe. It's those who believe that are ordained. Same way when you read 1 John chapter 5, is it verse 18 or 19? That he that is begotten of God keepeth himself. Oh, that is where KJV puts it. But it's just a play of word. It should be what? He that is begotten of God himself keepeth. So this one too is unto whom was it revealed? It's a question. He now answered you that it was not revealed to them, but unto us. Praise God. Say it was revealed to us, not them. So that was like a rhetorical question that he answered himself. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 21. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 21. For the prophecy came not in the old time by the will of man, but only men of God spake as they were moved, they were bearded along by the Holy Ghost. So the prophesying in the book, in the Old Testament, all those different utterances, the prophetia in the propheticus. Do you know what I'm saying? What is prophetia? Prophesying. The prophesying, what is prophetic? The book of the prophets. So the prophesying in the book of the prophets. If you don't understand what I'm saying, that means you have to get the earlier part. So the prophesying in the book of the prophet came because they were moved by the Holy Ghost. The book of the prophet is called Propheticus. The prophesying, the act is prophetia. Same thing, go to John 20 now. See, the church ought to be a Bible school. Sorry for those who have given us a lot of things to replace what ought to be done in church. The church is a Bible school. John 20, 21. Then said Jesus to them, again, peace be unto you, as my Father hath sent me, even so what? Send I you. Oh. Don't forget what I just finished saying. Everything they said, the prophesying in the propheticus is by what? The Spirit moved them. They were moved by the Holy Ghost. Now come to John 20 verse 21. Keep that somewhere. We'll come back there very soon. John 20, 21. Then said Jesus to them, again, peace be unto you, as my Father hath sent me, even so send I you. Now, so I submit to you. So if he is sending us the same way that the Father sent him, then we must have what he had. Are you with me? Then exactly what Jesus have, we must have. If Jesus does not have the Spirit without measure, we must not have the Spirit without measure. Because he didn't speak of the Old Testament prophet like this, in this manner. No. As the Father has sent me, so send I you. Say what Jesus have? I have today. Say what Jesus have for ministry? I have today. Now, so, also, this is not the question. How did the Father send him? How did the Father send Jesus? Is it by one celestial discussion in heaven? Was there a discussion between the Father and the Son in heaven? That Son, this is what you are going to do. This is what you are going to do. Let's plan it this way. Well, you have to go to the world. You will die for their sin. You did this. Was there one bosom relationship discussion between the Father and Son in heaven? I didn't know if I have told you this in our Jesus. Until the world became flesh, there is nothing like the Son of God. Amen. Amen. There is no Son of God until there was a Son of God. But now, how did the Father send him? By the Scriptures. By the Scripture. No man comes into this world with a past knowledge. Not one. Right, you are looking at me. Where's your note? You're writing on my face. Come on. No man comes into this world with past knowledge. Let me tell you, if Jesus came into this world with some divinely implanted knowledge, then I submit to you, he's not a man. Any baby that knows calculus from 2 years old, if he came with a, that is why from age 12, what was he doing? Studying the scriptures to know what God has said concerning him. Oops. Oh, glory. Hebrews 10:6. I'm really not in the mood of waiting for you today. So, God will be fast. Hebrews 10, verse 6 said, in burnt offering and sacrifice for sins, thou art no pleasure. Verse 7 said, then said I, lo, I come in the volume of the book. It is written of who? Of me to do thy will, O God. The book there, that is a Greek word, Biblion. B-I-B-L-I-O-N. It means a roll, a scroll, a writing. He came to fulfill the scriptures. He came in the volume of the book. Say in the volume of the book. Okay, Mark 14:49. I was daily with you in the temple teaching, and you took me not, but the scripture was must be fulfilled. Say, I was daily with you in the temple, you cannot take me, but the scripture must be fulfilled. What must be fulfilled? The scripture. Not what the father told him somewhere. Rush to Matthew chapter 26:53. Let's see the crucifixion of Jesus. Matthew 26:53. Thinkest thou that I cannot pray to my father and he shall presently give me more than 12 legions of angels? But how then shall the scriptures be fulfilled that thus it must be? 55. In that same hour said Jesus to the multitudes, are you come out as against a thief with sword and staves for to take me? I sat daily with you, teaching in the temple. You lay no hold on me. But all this is done that the scriptures of the prophets might be fulfilled. Praise God. Go to Isaiah 61 verse 1. Let's see some of these examples. So God sent Jesus from the scriptures. Say from the scripture. Isaiah 61 verse 1. The spirit of the Lord God is upon me because he has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, the opening of prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year, the jubilee of the Lord. Hallelujah. The day of vengeance of our God, to confront all that mourn, to appoint to them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them what? Beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called the trees of righteousness, the plantings of the Lord, that he might be glorified. How was it fulfilled? Luke chapter 4, the first. See how he fulfilled it here. Luke 4:18. When Jesus took the scroll, he said when he was about to start ministry, see what he said. The spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and the recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. And he closed the book. And he gave it again to the minister and sat down, verse 20, and the eyes of all of them in the synagogue were fastened on him. 21, everybody want to go? And he began to say unto them, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. Hallelujah. Say this day, this thing that was said is now fulfilled. The same thing that Peter summarized for us in Acts 10:38. How God anointed Jesus. Don't say you know it, you open it. How God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and therefore with power. I've told you, God did not give me Holy Ghost and power. God gave me the Holy Ghost. If you look at Isaiah 61, he didn't say the Spirit of God and the power of God is upon me, right? He said what? The Spirit of God is upon me. Praise God. So God gave me what? The Holy Ghost. So therefore, Jesus took the power of the Holy Ghost and he went about doing good, healing them that are oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Amen. Why was God with him? The Spirit. Flow with me. So the prophecy of the scripture was enough for Jesus to do ministry. Some people are still waiting for visions today. You are waiting for a crab for God to speak to you through a crab. Scriptures are enough. Jesus had several supernatural occurrences. In fact, if you're a believer and you don't see vision, you don't see revelation, you need to be laid, you need hands to be laid on you, and you start, you can collapse for the next 4 hours. You don't stand up, so you can see vision. Yes, but you don't pick the authority of ministry from vision. I saw a vision. I saw this. I saw that. You don't pick the authority of ministry from that spectacular. Jesus saw, if you remember John 12, when the voice spoke from heaven and the people are saying he thundered. If you remember Matthew chapter 17 and the mountain of transgression, he had several supernatural occurrences. But he never used that as a yardstick for ministry. In fact, he told them in Matthew chapter 17, he said, don't tell anybody. Amen. Say the scripture. Enough. Go, rush to Isaiah 53 verse 4. Let me drill that point a bit more into you. Isaiah 53 verse 4. Surely he has borne our grief and carried our sorrow. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. 14. Okay. Let's leave the rest. This one's going to get to 14. Rush to Matthew chapter 8 verse 14. He said in Isaiah 53 that he borne our grief, he carried our sorrow. But when he was now born, see Matthew chapter 8 verse 14. When Jesus was coming to Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother sick of a fever. And he touched her hand. And what happened to the fever? Come on, he touched her hand. What happened to the fever? Say, I touch and sickness disappear. Say, I touch. Good. Hallelujah. So he said he touched her hand and the fever left. Wow. I love that. I thought he left. Hey, oh, glory. Amen, amen. And she arose and ministered unto them. You know, matter ministry, they will always cook for you. I don't understand. Some of them to want to hear the word. They see ministry unto them. See cooking food. Hear the word. Okay. 16. When the evening was come, they brought what? Men unto him, many that were possessed with devil. And he cast out the spirit with his word and he healed how many? All. 17 is where I'm going. Hallelujah. 17. That it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by what? Isaiah the prophet. Saying what? Himself took our infirmities and bear our... Rush to Psalm 22 verse 1. Rush to Psalm 22 verse 1. Even on the cross, he was sent by scripture. Everything he said on the cross was scriptural. Scripture. Scripture is the authority for ministry. Scripture. Psalm 22 verse 1. Leave the epilogue there. He said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why art thou so far from helping me, from the words of my running? This is what Jesus said on the cross. David said it long time ago. Can you see now why Nathan is so irrelevant? Huh? Nathan could not see anything. He could not see anything. The first word Jesus said on the cross was of David. Hallelujah. Not Nathan. Sorry, Nathan. Matthew 27 verse 46. Of course, that is from a series that I call Can the Bible Be Wrong? Workers pay attention to that series. Matthew 27 verse 46. And about the night hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. That is to say what? Why art thou forsaking me? Praise God. Focus, focus. Just rush to John 19, 33. John 19, 33. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Kante, Kavanta, Roste, Gevila, Anteko, Valos, Tegevila, Shedete. John 19, 33. And when they came to Jesus and saw that he was dead already, they break not his leg, but one of his soldiers with a spear pierced his side and forthwith came out what? What? Blood and water. Mm-hmm. So see, they didn't break his leg. Why? Because the prophet said it, Psalm 22. Rush back, rush back. Come on, enter service, Egbon. Psalm 22. Verse 16. For dogs have compassed me, and the assembly of the wicked have enclosed me. They pierced my hand and my feet. Oh. So, was that David? I didn't think anybody ever pierced David's hands and feet. 17. I may tell all my bones, they look and they stare on me. 18, want to go? They part my garments among them and cast lots upon my vexure. Rush back to our John 19, verse 20, 35. And he that saw it bear record, and his record was true. And he knows that he said true, that you might believe. 36, want to go, everybody? For this were done, that the scripture should be fulfilled. A bone of him shall not be broken. Thank you, Lord Jesus. 37, and again, another scripture said, they shall look unto him whom they pierced. Which scripture is that? Zechariah chapter 12. Zechariah chapter 12 verse 10. And I will pour upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and supplication that they shall look unto him whom they are pierced and they shall mourn for him as one that mourn for his only son. Only son, right? And shall be in bitterness for him as one that is in bitterness for his firstborn. Glory to God. Luke 24. So, scriptures are about him. The authority for ministry, scriptures, not vision. Are you with me? Don't forget where I started from. I said, if he said, as the Father sent me, even so send I you, it will mean, number one, what he has, we have. So, the next question we are answering is that, how did God send Jesus? So Luke 24, 25, then said he unto them, not to you, them, O fool, slow of heart to believe all that the prophets, say prophets, say prophets, prophet have spoken. That would be what? Is it prophetical or prophetia? Prophetia, right? Prophesying. So that would be all that the prophet have spoken. Verse 26, ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? 27, and beginning at Moses, and how many of the prophets? All the prophets. He exponed unto them in how many of the scriptures? All the scriptures, the things concerning himself. Verse 44, and he said unto them, these are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written where? In the book, in the law of Moses, and in the prophet, and in the psalm concerning me. So if the spirit on Jesus is also for us, then we must also find prophecy in the scripture about us. If God sent Jesus by scripture, he must also send us by scriptures. Are you with me? If the authority of Jesus for all he did was scripture, our own must not be different, or else we are not sent the same way Jesus was sent. Are you getting the interpolation? Good. Let's proceed. Ezekiel 11 verse 19. So, the Old Testament must have spoken about our receiving of the Spirit. The topic is still qualifications for the supernatural ministry. How do you qualify? Ezekiel 11 verse 19. I will give them one heart, and I will put a new spirit within you. I will take the stony heart out of your flesh, and will give you an heart of flesh. 20, and that they may walk in my statutes, and keep my ordinances, and do them. And they shall be my people, and I will be their God. 25. Oh, sorry. Hold on. That is Ezekiel 11, right? 19. Go to Ezekiel 36 to 25. 36:25. He said it again. Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and you shall be clean. Hallelujah. God said, if I sprinkle, what will happen to you? If God sprinkles, what will happen to you? So if you are not clean, that means God has not sprinkled. Hallelujah. So if God has sprinkled and you are saying you are not clean, then you are denying God. Then you are denying what God has done. Say, God has sprinkled. I am clean. Good. And you shall be clean from all your filthiness and from all. So I say, but I still see him or her do this yesterday. God said, if I have sprinkled, you are clean. Shut up. Shut up. You know that, those two couples that in Port Harcourt, whoa, $30 million. Say, Pastor, but you said there's not like, shut up. Man of God, see some money. See, Pastor, but you are teaching us in Christ. Shut up. This is money. Not here, amen. Luke 36. I'm sorry. Ezekiel 36. Now I'm in verse 25. From all your fitness and from all your idols will I cleanse you. 26. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you, and I will. Say, I will.
I will.
I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. 27, and I will put my spirit where? Where? And cause you to walk in my statutes, and you shall keep and my judgment and do them. God is saying you will do it. Suppose I think I will not. He said you will do it. Glory to God. So now, this is saying the spirit will be where? Within you. Say within. Now, he's saying within, inside you. Also talking about your cleansing from sin. Talking about a new creation. Now, David, funny enough, David is a wonderful man. Even David, in his attempt to confess his sins, see what he said. It's, Psalm 51 verse 10. He was trying to confess his sins, but because he's a man that is filled with the knowledge of what God will do. Filled with the knowledge of redemption. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Psalm 51 verse 10. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence. Wow. Take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Now, the elements that David was asking for in that place. Number one, write it down. Clean heart. Number two, right mindset. Number three, I'm too fast. Number one, clean heart. Number two, right mindset. Number three, forever presence of the Holy Ghost. Number four, joy of salvation. Clean heart, right mindset, forever Prince of the Holy Ghost, joy of salvation. But don't forget, the things they spoke about, they did not receive them. So, go come back to the New Testament, or to the Gospel, John 14. John 14, verse 16. I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you for how long? Forever. So, verse 16 is talking about what? The indwelling of the Spirit. Indwelling of the Spirit. Same as salvation. 17, which we have read, the Spirit of truth, which the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, for you know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless, I will come to you. 23, want to go? Jesus answered and said unto them, everybody, I want to hear your voice. If a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come and make our abode. Oh. The Father too will love him, so all of us will now come and make our abode with him. So, to say Christ is in me, or God is in me, will mean his Spirit is in me. Because he said in verse 16 that what I will give you is my what? Is my Spirit, right? Are you, come on. Say I'm not dull. Say I'm not dull in spiritual things. That's why I've told you, stop watching African Magic on Saturday. On Saturday, if you are coming to church, a day before church, sanitize your mind. Lock yourself up. Study your notes. Pray. Speak in tongue. So when you come to church, you don't look like what? A dullard. Praise God. Okay, I say verse, okay, we have read that, verse 23. So, God, to say Christ is, Jesus is a man. He is currently at the right hand of the Father. Jesus cannot live in you. So to say Jesus is in you, you are implying that what? His Spirit is in you. God cannot live. God. So to say the Trinity is in me, I am simply saying that the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Jesus, the Spirit that raised up Jesus from the dead, dwells where? In me. Understood? Understood? Good. So because Jesus is in heaven, he has a special task to do there. He cannot come and be romancing you every day. So praise God. So some of you say, okay, but what if I saw a vision of Jesus? That's the Spirit giving you a manifestation of your Jesus. Clear? Why? Jesus is a man. Say man. Man cannot be in two places at a time. Is that clear? Well, Ephesians 1, 11. So, that will be salvation. How will man receive the Spirit? This is not first service, it's just Psalm 1. So prepare your mind, just Psalm 1. Who is not? Look at your neighbor. Ensure your neighbor is opening his Bible. Look at your neighbor, everybody. You are in church. Be your neighbor's keeper. Is that your Bible? You are in church. You don't steal Bible to church, Bratolu. Is that your Bible? That your daddy's Bible. And you open it. Amen. Yeah, someone says it's a walking Bible. Hallelujah. Praise God. Don't mind me. I just have to ensure you are following. Ephesians 1 verse 11. What's there? In whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. 12. That we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ. 13. In whom you also trusted, after you have heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after that you have believed, you are sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. 14, which is the earnest of our inheritance, unto the redemption of the possession, unto the praise of his glory. Now, please pay attention now. All of that is the fulfillment of Ezekiel 36. The John 14 we read, Ephesians 1 that we read, Christ in you, that Jesus is in you, that the Spirit of God is in you, they are all a fulfillment of where? Ezekiel. But that is not the only prophecy we had in the Old Testament. Hey, but I was receiving the Spirit. Check Joel 2. Basically, today I want to speak about spirit within and spirit upon. If you have been following, you know that that's where I'm going. Joel 2. It shall come to pass. Verse 28. Don't lose this, brethren. Don't lose this. It shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Wow. Now, this is not talking about Jesus. All flesh shall not be Jesus. And your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. 29. And also upon the servants, can you see everything is just plural? And upon the handmaids in those days will I pour out my spirit. So when was this prophecy fulfilled? Follow me. So all that we saw earlier, don't forget, is the spirit within. And that is salvation. The same thing we had in John 3 verse 3. Open. John 3, 3. What's there? Jesus answered. Open it now. Have you opened it? You are in Ezekiel. John cannot be in Ezekiel. John 3 verse 3. That's not how he started. John 3, 3. No, negative. Jesus answered and said unto him, very, verily, I say unto you, yes, except a man be born again, he cannot what? See the kingdom of God. Okay? And Nicodemus, okay, is that stage one? Huh? What is stage one of salvation? You will see the kingdom of God. Have you entered? No. There are things to do to enter. It's a race. Hallelujah. So what's the next order you have to cross? You have to enter. I think it was pastor that said a man just came. See, all of you are saying you are born again. You are saying, no. You are only seeing the kingdom of God. Say, there are things to do to what? Enter. Say, Rema. Ah! Now I tell you, bring your seed. Say, I should sow into my ministry. You covenant partner. Hallelujah. Come on. Let's receive the word of God with meekness and dump our old Joshuaic philosophy. Nicodemus said unto him, how can a man be born? He was simply trying to explain what he said earlier. Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and he be born? Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born of what? Water, that is the spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. We had a series of being born again. 6, that which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the spirit is spirit. Marvel, and I say unto you, you must be born again. To be born again in the Greek simply means to be born from above. It's not talking about the second time as much as where you are coming from this time. You get that? It's not talking about the second time as much as where you are coming from this time. Before you came from the flesh, you came from Adam, but now you are coming from God. New creation. So that is also a function of the spirit within. Say spirit within. Salvation. But Joel's prophecy said, particularly, I will put my spirit upon you. This is different. So today some people are about to receive an extra Holy Spirit. An extra Galatica. Nah, let's see it. Luke 24. Luke 24 verse 46.
Heaven and earth adore you. Angels bow before you.
Why do I like that song?
You are beautiful.
Luke 24, 46. Are you there? Emphasis on the upon. Let's see this. If Luke will be able to help us out. And he said unto them, thus it is written, thus it behold Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission. What's remission? Cancellation. Thank you. Cancellation of sin should be preached in his name, beginning at Jerusalem. And we are witnesses of these things. 49. Want to go? And behold, I send the promise of my Father where? Upon you. Say upon. Now, but tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. See, the word upon here is actually a stand-alone Greek word. So it's not just a mix of tense. It's not that they just put it there. No, it's standalone. Upon here, upon in Joel, it's a standalone Greek word. So Acts 1 verse 1. So there is a strong emphasis on that word. And when was this fulfilled? Let's follow Baba Luke to his other book. Luke wrote both the Gospel of Luke and the book of Acts of the Apostles. Acts 1 verse 1. Are you ready? Say spirit upon. The former treaties have I made. So what is the former treaties there? The Gospel of Luke. Okay? O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began to do and teach until the day in which he was taken up, after he through the Holy Ghost had given commandment unto the apostles, whom he had chosen, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many undeniable proofs, infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. So Jesus was teaching them for 40 days. Verse 4, and being assembled together with them, commanded, follow me, that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but should wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, you have heard of me. Now, pay attention to verse 5. One, two, go. For John truly baptized you guys with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost, not many days. Now, just take it slowly. Don't forget, John chapter 3 verse 3 says, except a man be born of water and the Spirit, he cannot see, right? He that is born, born of the flesh is flesh. My brother, I say unto you, you must be born again. Notice, John did not say, except a man be baptized with the Spirit. Are you with me? So Luke and John, they are saying different things, actually. You see it right now. The word baptize, that is the Greek word baptizo, it means to fully make somebody wet, to fully overwhelm. Like John, because everything that John simply did, say John soaked you people in water. John, as Acts 1:5, John fully soaked you in water, but you will be fully soaked inside what? You're not getting this. At salvation, where, what is the Spirit doing? Spirit just coming within, right? But he's saying here that John baptized you with water. When he said John baptized with water, they know what he's saying. John, they don't have, you can't be baptized and your clothes is still like this. No, you'll be fully wet. Amen? You'll be fully wet and they will do all the ritual very well. And some people say, I know, like, I heard there was a man of God. He was all this U.S. You know, when you don't have, when you don't study Bible, you don't have ministry. To further emphasize baptism of water, water baptism, they had a pool at the back of their church. Not back of the pulpit. Like, you know, when you have money now, you make everything in money. So, you know, this pulpit now, there's a glass cover, then there's a pool. So some people are just getting born again. Oh, thank you, bro, my congratulations. Just come, just take them straight to the back. Deep there. I made that post about two or three years ago. I said, that is creating a monument for John the Baptist in the church of Jesus. Say, Jesus, you are Savior 1. John, you are what? Savior 2. You must pass through John to get to Jesus, right? Huh? John before Jesus. Jesus is the bridge. John is the destination. That's funny. But I keep telling somebody say, this water baptism is for us. Listen, I don't have to do exegesis. Who baptizes with water? John. Who baptizes with the Holy Ghost? Jesus. Who is your Savior? Jesus or John? He now said, I know it's Jesus. It's not, you know, who is your Savior? Jesus, right? Then stick with his own. Is that not clear? Stick with your president. Where is your president? Stop looking at Donald Trump. As simple as that. Okay. So, baptizo, to fully make somebody wet. John truly soaked you in water. Very soon, you will be soaked in the Holy Ghost. Not salvation. Acts 1 verse 8, verse 6 now. And see people, take over. I didn't know all those pro-Buhari brethren. You see them here. And they therefore were come together. They asked of him, saying, Lord, when will you at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel. Very dull people. The people I'm talking about before, right? Very dull people. We are talking about gospel. They are saying nation building. Say, Baba, what's that? Amen. Let's go for that man in the south. Or that man in Lagos. Don't divide my church, please. That is not doctrinal. So, see what he's saying. Jesus was talking about a spiritual reality. They were expecting a physical takeover. Peter was saying, haha, when I become the prime minister of Israel, wow. I will be what? Come on, I will deal with it. See, Jesus, all this is a supernatural exploit. Do you know a lot of times when Jesus was doing ministry, they want to make him king. Why? They want to overthrow the Roman Empire. Please follow me in the series Our Jesus. When we finish this, can the Bible be wrong? We'll go back to that. Because the Jews were expecting a physical deliverer. Somebody to deliver them from the oppression, physical oppression of the Roman Empire. But the same way in the book of Daniel, Daniel was praying for Israel to leave captivity. But when God will answer his prayer, about what? Salvation. Say to make an end of sin, to bring in everlasting righteousness. Allah. You know, if you doubt Daniel's salvation, just go and read that place. He said he will make an end of sin. It's 70 weeks. Don't worry, you get it later. Praise God. So now, Israel was crying for a physical deliverer. They thought that their problem was the Roman Empire, just like Babylon, Pharaoh, Assyrian has been their problem before. But they cried for deliverance from Roman Empire. But God answered for them deliverance from Romans 5 verse 12. What is Romans 5 verse 12? Sin. Nobody actually knew the problem of mankind. Even the apostles, they could not really explain. Until Paul came and said, this is what happened. Praise God. So they were still asking for a physical takeover. So that Christianity is not taking over government. Exactly. See the ladder that Jesus gave them, verse 7. And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father has put in his place. Just shut up. That is not what I'm telling you. Verse 8 again. A repete. But you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost come where? Upon. Say upon. Say upon. That means your own kingdom is not political. And what will happen to you? You will be witnesses. Say witness. Say proof. Say record that I am not dead. That's what witness. There's a record. Now, unto me, both in Jerusalem, in Judea, and Samaria, unto the uttermost part of the earth. So let's see how this one played out. Acts 2 verse 1. Acts 2 verse 1. Look at your Bible. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I should just convert everything to one service. I don't know. Acts 2 verse 1. What? You want to go? What is the issue? That's a rhetorical question. You don't have to answer. Same way. You don't have to answer. Acts 2 verse 1. For the Son of Man knoweth what he will do. Say prophecy. That's prophecy. Is that prophetic or prophecy? Prophecy, yeah. Grammar or graphic? Acts 2 verse 1. Some people that just came from the south, they are looking at us. Oh God. Don't mind us. We have to beg just of you, small. That's because we missed you. Acts 2 verse 1. Are you there? Let's read slowly. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. Hold on. Today we are also going to answer partly that question that when the disciples become born again, you understand better today now. Now, Pentecost was when? According to the Jew calendar, 50 days after Passover. Passover was when the Passover lamb, the Paschal, will be killed. And Jesus actually died when? At the Passover. Because don't forget, scriptures are about him. Moses was trying to tell them that God will bring forth his own lamp this day. He will offer it for your sin. And 50 days after, something new will happen. That was what Moses said. But how best could they interpret it? They were doing harvest. And if you did harvest in your Catholic church, harvest. Ah, ikore, bring fruit, palm front. Ah, let's rejoice. You are still how many years behind? 2,500 years minimum. Sorry, it's more than 3,000 years behind schedule. God has moved. You are still there. So, go to Leviticus 23. Let's see Pentecost. Qualification for the supernatural ministry. Leviticus 23 verse 15. And you shall count unto you from the morrow after the Sabbath. Don't forget, say the Sabbath. Oh, God, a lot of things are here. Now, you know, normally if you count the day that Jesus died to when he rose from the dead, scripture says it must be 3 days and 3 nights, right? But if you count those days, it seems like it was just 2 days. Have you heard that before? It is because it is not the normal Sabbath. There is a Sabbath, special Sabbath for the Passover. The Passover has its own Sabbath that will not fall according to the normal seven days. Anyway, that's not what I'm saying anyway. I mean, where I'm going rather. So, from the morrow after the Sabbath, say the Sabbath, right? Definite article. The Sabbath, not just the normal Sabbath. From the day that you brought the sheaf of the wave offering, 7 Sabbaths shall be complete. Why is 7 Sabbaths? 7 times 7 is how many? 49. Good. So, even unto the morrow, after the 7th Sabbath, shall you number, how many days? 50 days. And you shall offer a new meat offering unto the Lord. You shall bring out of your habitation 2 weave loaves, and of the 2 tenth deals, they shall be of fine flour. They shall be taken with leaven. They are the what? First fruits unto the Lord. Circle that in your mind. First fruits unto the Lord. So some things will be ministered to God. Wow. Awesome. Some things will be ministered to God 50 days after the Passover. See Numbers 28. Numbers 28. Look at your Bible. Come on. When I'm done with you in Edify Assembly, you know how to use both hands. One hand is opening Bible, another hand is writing. So your brain will be divided into West Hemisphere and Right Hemisphere. Who has watched this movie? I will not tell you the name of the movie. Leviticus 23. Pacific Rim, right? Sorry, that's because I became Kana. Numbers 28, 26. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes, 28, 26. Also in the day of the first fruit, when you bring in a new meat offering unto the Lord, after your weeks be out, you shall have an holy convocation. You shall do no silver work. Okay? See 27. Are you there? But you shall offer the burnt offering for a sweet savour unto the Lord, 2 young bullocks, 1 ram, 7 lambs of the first year. You can see new things. Deuteronomy 16 verse 9. It's a season of harvest. New things. First fruits will be ministered unto the Lord. Deuteronomy 16 verse 9. 7 weeks shall thou numbered unto thee. Begin to number the 7 weeks from such time as thou beginnest to put the tikkun to the corn. 10. And thou shalt keep the feast of weeks unto the Lord thy God with a tribute of a free will offering of thy hand, which thou shalt give unto the Lord thy God, according as the Lord thy God hath blessed thee. So let's see the fulfillment of this. Go back to Acts 2. So Pentecost was also scriptural, right? It was there. Acts 2, are you there? Now verse 2. And suddenly, there came a sound from heaven, as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them clothing tongues like as of fire. And he sat upon, upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. Funny, when you now, as you hear upon now, is that within? Is that John 14, 16? No. Good. For, and they were all filled. Say filled. Say filled. There is difference between filled and indwelt, right? If you know that, if you know what I'm saying, I'm coming there. Now, and began to speak with other tongues. Say began. Say they began. Say they began. To speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And they that were dwelling as Jerusalem, Jews, devout men of every nation under heaven. Now, when this was noise abroad, the multitude came together. Well, the first which is coming now, and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own tongues. Verse 7, and they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, behold, are not all these which speak Galenia? How hear we every man in our own tongue wherein we were born? Go to verse 12. And they were all amazed and were in doubt, saying one to another, what meaneth this? Verse 13. Others mocking said, these men are full of new wine. 14. But Peter. Now, standing up with 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, you men of Judea and all that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you and hearken to my words. For these are not drunken as you suppose. Ooh, amen, amen. They are drunken, but not as you suppose, okay? See, it is but the third hour of the day. 16, you want to go? But this is that which was spoken by who? Ezekiel or Joel? Joel, right? Good. 17, and it shall come to pass in the last days, saith the Lord, I will pour out of my spirit upon how many flesh? All flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Verse 18, and on my servants and on my handmaids, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they shall prophesy. Go to 21, and it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be. What will they do in that day? Whosoever shall call. Now, follow me. Now, Peter wanted to tell them the basis. Now, you can write it down. What is the basis of Pentecost? From what I have studied now. Yes, Pastor Yemara? No, basis. Okay, oh, sorry, that is not your right grammar. What is the... Pentecost will only happen because of what? According to the Passover, I've said it already. Pentecost, Passover, right? No Passover, no Pentecost. So now, don't forget, the Passover is the message. Hallelujah. That Passover, that is the real deal. But Pentecost will be the result. So now, Peter wants to explain to them the basis. See Acts 2:22. You men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs, which God did in him, by him, in the midst of you all, as you yourself also know. 23, him being delivered by the what? Determinate counsel and full knowledge of God, you have taken by wicked hands and have crucified and slain. Actually, that foreknowledge, will be foreknowledge or predestination. We'll see it later. 24, whom God hath raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holding of it. 25, for David speaketh concerning him, I foresaw the Lord always before my face, for he is at my right hand, that I should not be moved. Therefore did my heart rejoice, and my tongue was glad. Moreover, also my flesh shall rest in hope. Why? Because thou will not leave my soul where? In hell. Neither will thou suffer thy only one to see corruption. 28, look at the Bible, come on. Thou hast made known unto me the ways of life, and thou shalt make me full of joy and with thy countenance. Now, see the explanation. 29, men and brethren, let me freely speak unto you of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried, and his sepulcher is with us until this day. What did he just tell you? That what David said was not about himself. Why? He died, his burial ground is somewhere there. So, but see what he said. But him being a prophet, say David was a prophet. Sorry, I'm fast. Say David was a prophet. Say Nathan was not. See, Nathan was. He's a prof. Nathan was a prof. Professional. Sorry, get that message. We will upload it after service. Please remind me. And knowing that God has sworn with an oath that of the fruit of his loins, according to the flesh, he would raise up Christ to sit on the throne. 31. He seen this before, spake of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left where? In hell. Neither did his flesh seal corruption. This Jesus had God raised up, wherefore we are all witness. Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he had shed forth this which you see and hear. For David is not ascended into the heavens, but he said, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make thy foes thy footstool. Circle that verse 35 in your mind. Making his foes his footstool. 36. Are you there? Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made that same Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ. Now, when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? 38. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the cancellation, remission of sins, and you shall receive gift of the Holy Ghost. 39 is where I'm going. Want to go? For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God. Ah, my God, my God. Do you get something that happened there? Peter preached a message of salvation to them, but immediately what he was expecting, Peter's proof that they are saved is that what? They receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. I think, is it today or next week? Let me not jump ahead of myself. Now, see, 40. To you today, why is a man born again? Why is a man called born again? You stand up. He believed, right? But to Peter, what would be the proof? He should receive. Hallelujah. So that would mean something was in between that he didn't capture very well. Although it is good. Now, this is the reason why nobody was allowed to be born again in the book of Acts without speaking in tongues. Do you get that? Okay. 41. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day were added unto them about 3,000 souls. Praise God. So now we have the first fruits. The fulfillment of Pentecost was not the new... Write this down. The fulfillment of Pentecost is not the new creation. No. But the New Testament ministry. Pentecost will be when men that have been dead for ages will first preach and bring harvest to God. So it is not the new creation is not... I mean, what I mean by that is that the fulfillment of Pentecost is more of ministry. People will start ministry. Why? People have been born again before Acts 2. Are you with me? Pentecost is not the first time man will be born again, but when man will start what? Ministry. Are you with me? Are you with me? So, now, 120 saved men came together to receive utterance. And they brought forth ministry. 3,000 were saved. So let me ask you this question. Which one is the first fruit? The 120 or the 3,000? Which one is the first fruit? 120 or 3,000? 120, let me see your hand. I don't think you have to be 120. 120, let me see your hand. 3,000, let me see your hand. Hallelujah. Praise God. You're in between, right? So, okay, rush to Exodus. Let Moses help us out. You know, some people died when the law came down. When the law was implemented. How many were there? Exodus 32. Exodus 32 verse 19. When the Old Testament was initiated. Exodus 32 verse 19. Don't worry, I'll be done in 5 minutes. Sorry, my 5 minutes is something. It can be something else. I don't promise you. Unless you take me to Sharia court. Come on, look at the Bible. Exodus 32 verse 19. And it came to pass, as soon as he came near unto the camp, and he saw the calf, that's the Moses calf. Let me leave the rest of the story. And he dancing. And Moses, is it God's anger or Moses' anger? This is, I was reading this again. I said, bros, calm down. See what he did though? Moses' anger waxed hot. And he cast the tables out of his hand. He break them. What? Water. See verse 20. And he took the calf, which what? They had made. And he burnt it with fire. He ground it to powder and strewed it upon the water and made the children of Israel drink of it. Osa! Babagilo de! What? The anger of man does not work the justice of God. Calm down. Meekest man on earth. He said it himself. I thought, you know, when somebody is reporting himself, don't. Somebody said, I am the man that Jesus loved. Who else said it? Only John said it. Matthew did not say it. Mark did not say it. Only him called himself. Nobody. No, only him said, I say he's one that usually put his chair, you know, his head beside. No, he called himself the meekest man. This man, he's not, he cannot be meekest man. He can't. He can't. Pharaoh is meeker than this. He made them drink it. See verse 21, Jerry. And Moses said unto Aaron, What did these people unto thee? And that thou hast brought up a great sin upon them. And Aaron said, let not the anger of my Lord wax hot. That was yours, I beg. Thou knowest the people that they are set on mischief. For they said to me, make us God, we shall go before us. For as for this Moses, so the man that brought us out of the hand of Egypt, we wot not what it is become of him. And I said unto them, whosoever had gold, let them break it forth. So they gave it me. Then I cast it into the fire and I made this calf to 25. And Moses saw that the people were naked. For Aaron has made them naked unto their shame among their enemies. 26. Sounds serious. And Moses stood in the gate of the camp and said, who is on the Lord's side? Let him come unto me. And all the sons of Levi. Say Levi. Gather themselves together unto me. Why? Because Moses himself was a Levite, right? Are you with me? Don't you know? He's a Levite. So Levite now gather to him. Now, don't forget, there is no covenant when there is no priesthood. This is what instituted the Levitical priesthood. They came to him. And what did they do? See your priest. See what they did though. And he said unto them, thus said the Lord God of Israel, put every man his sword by his side. And go in and out from the gate to gates throughout the camp and slay every man his brother and every man his companion and every man his neighbor and the children of Levi, the priest that some titans are copying today, did according to the word of Moses. And there fell of the people that day, how many? 3,000 souls. So the first killing under the law, the first re-killing, it was men that killed. They thought angels, I've told you.
It was men that did it. Levitical priesthood.
That's why they now fear them later. Now, so let me ask you this question. So Moses killed 3,000 here, right? Where we have also 3,000 saved in Acts 2. Is it a coincidence? Why is them 3,000, 3,000? Coincidence? Well, don't forget, we're looking at scriptures. We have coincidence in scripture, e.g., when you hear stories like, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord. That is simply coincidence. There's no connection between the death of Uzziah and your seeing the Lord. It's a coincidence. But this, you know, Moses is a prophet too. Huh? He's a prophet. Don't doubt him. Don't doubt his revelation. He knows some stuffs. You know, for a man, snakes were biting people. Just see them. Just made a brazen snake. Just look at this one, Jared. He didn't explain to them. But that was deep. I can't say he didn't know. As Moses, out. Snake was biting them. He's supposed to have put an eagle on top. So anyone that can kill snake, he put a snake here. He said, look at this. Don't doubt him. I was like, God, he knew my way. At least he would know more than Abraham. And Abraham knew up to killing Isaac and that he would come back again. Okay. Hold on. So perhaps I will tell you that Moses, this is where I will put it anyway. Moses had a foreknowledge of the number of people that will be saved. And how will he demonstrate that is Moses? I will kill 3,000. Hallelujah. Don't quote me. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, at least I'm sure that it's not that Peter looked at the past and he now said, okay, because 3,000 died then, let us save 3,000. No. Don't forget, Acts 2 will have to do with the choice of man. But in Exodus 30, is it their choice? No, it is Moses' will. When they kill up to 3,000, they say, stop, I have fulfilled my calling. Prophecy. So, amen. Praise God. So, anything that will involve the choice of man could only be captured through foreknowledge. Say foreknowledge. Say foreknowledge. Not predestination. Christ is our predestination. Christ is what God planned. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So, if you look at our favorite Mark 16, you say it is also splitted. Brother Mike, let's play the keyboard. Mark 16, 15. Pay attention. Don't lose this. Mark 16, 15. And he said unto them, are you there? Come on. Oh, Valley Rastek, about today. You will see both spirit within and spirit upon. See, 16. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be condemned, shall be damned. 17, and these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them, they shall lay hands on the sick, and the sick shall recover. Look at that, look at the Bible. So verse 15 to 16 will be what? Will be spirit. Verse 15 to 16 will be spirit where? Within. But verse 17 and 18 will be spirit upon. Say same spirit. So Jesus puts the spirit within us by his word when we believe the report about his death, burial, and resurrection. But when we realize that God is within, what happened in Acts 2? They realize that God is within. See, it is not possible to date the salvation of 120 people as one day. Do you know why? Salvation has to do with the individual choice of man. When each man believed. But man saved man will now take out the spirit for ministry. So spirit upon is for ministry. It is our duty to take it out. So speaking in tongues, the first task of the first set of believers was also for what? For ministry. Nobody did ministry before tongues. Hallelujah. So it is from us that the outpouring of the Spirit happens. The outpouring is not from Jesus. It's from us, brethren. Hallelujah. Praise God. Peter stood and for the first time, he spoke. And there were an harvest of 3,000 unto the Lord. First fruit. So first fruit is not money. It's the fruit of ministry. Ooh. So this is why we too, we cannot be quiet today. People don't know you at salvation. No, they don't. Nobody knows you because you are saved. Nobody will see verse 15 and 16 of Mark 16. No. What would they see? Verse 17 and 18. Thank you, Lord Jesus. How do we prove Jesus to the world? Verse 17 and 18. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. It is ministry that makes men know us. Not the indwelling. The indwelling is for the security of our salvation. But the spirit upon is for what? Ministry. So if you don't put the spirit within you, if you don't put it upon you, it will look like nothing has happened. You will look like you are not saved. Say, I am born, ministry ready. Say, I am born, ministry ready. So, within is from Jesus to us. But upon is from us to us. Upon is from who to who? Us to us. Upon is from us to us. Last question I want to ask you. Which spirit are you going to put upon you? The same spirit within you. So any believer that is not in the supernatural ministry, God's fault or his fault? So the question is, what are you waiting for? The spirit is already within you. But you have to take it out. Take him out for ministry. You take him out for ministry. You take him out for ministry. You take him out for the sick. Oh. Glory to God. So if you look at Acts from Acts 1 to Acts 8, Acts 5, several operations of the Spirit upon. Say, the Spirit of God is within me. Say, I have the responsibility to take him out for ministry. Pray in tongues, everybody. Pray in tongues. Pray in tongues. Pray in tongues. Pray in tongues. Whoa, pray in tongues. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Pray in tongues, pray in tongues, pray in tongues, pray in tongues. Pray in tongues. Pray in tongues.
is for ministry. Praying tongues is for ministry.
Woo!
Just praying tongues is for ministry. It's for ministry. Praying tongues is for ministry. Praying tongues is for ministry. Yeah, he makes a way where there seems to be no way. He's alive and he lives inside of me. He's alive and he lives inside of me. Ooh, 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 ooh. He calls me and makes me his own. He makes a way where there seems to be no way. He's alive and he lives inside of me. He's alive, he's alive,
he's alive,
he's alive, and he lives inside of me. He calls me and makes me his own. He makes a way, he makes a way where there seems to be. He's alive, he's alive. One more time, he's alive.
He's alive and he lives inside of me.
He calls me.
He calls me and makes me his own.
He makes a way.
He makes
a way
where there seems to be no way.
No, 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 no. He's alive
and he lives inside of me.
Say, I am made of the elements of ministry. Say, my makeup are the necessities. Say, my makeup is the necessity of ministry. Say, the Spirit of God is the core of my personality. Say, I am ministry ready. Say, I am ready. Say, I am born ready. I am born ready. I am born prepared. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So be prepared to do this much more even today, in this service today. Hallelujah. Praise God. Have a seat, everybody. He's alive and he lives.